The founders of America said that our rights come from the Creator, and the purpose of government was to honor those rights. In contrast, the regime of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis in Germany in the 1930s and 1940s was based on a totally different worldview, one predicated on the assumption that pure Darwinian evolution was the truth and that they could supposedly create the master race, as opposed to the idea that this is a world created by the Creator who has given us life and liberty. Stan Goldenberg often writes a column on upcoming faith-based movies for a South Florida Christian newspaper, The Good News. Goldenberg feels passionately that there's great ministry potential in these various films, and there's a new film that he's very excited about. Stan is excited about a new movie called Bow, Artist at War. It's a story of love and humor, providing hope in the midst of the darkness of utter hatred. And this is a Holocaust film that actually leaves you with hope, showing how each person can make a difference. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and Stan Goldenberg joins us now. Stan, thank you so much for being with us.
Listen, Jerry, so glad to be with you. And let me mention something before I get into the movie Bow, Artist at War, is that there's so many faith films that are in theaters right now, and one of the best go-to sources is Faith Film Fan. That's F-A-N, like you fan yourself, .com, faithfilmfan.com, and that lists numerous movies, gives you lots of information, but I'm going to now go to Bow, Artist at War. You really described it well. This is so different than most Holocaust films, because this character, Joseph Bow, is like a bright, shining light in the middle of all this darkness. Yes, he's Jewish, he goes through all these horrible things, but he maintained this positive attitude. And a good intro right away is that anybody who has seen the movie Schindler's List, in the movie Schindler's List, there was a secret wedding in the camp. To our knowledge, it's the only wedding that took place in any of the concentration camps. And that was Joseph and Rebecca Bow. Well, this is their story. So this story overlaps with Schindler. In fact, Schindler is a key character in this movie, because Joseph Bow was one of the ones making the forged documents to get prisoners out, and he was working with Schindler along the way to help many, many Jews escape death in the Holocaust. This movie is really amazing. I found out about it over a year ago from Rosemary Schindler Garlow. Yes, she's related to Oscar Schindler. And the movie came about because the writer, Debbie, had gone on an Israel tour with Rosemary Schindler Garlow, and they went to the Bow Museum. That's run by Joseph and Rebecca Bow's two daughters, who I've now met personally and spoken to for hours and hours. And this woman, Debbie, got just moved. I've got to make a movie about this story, because it's not just what happens in the camp with him. It's so much that happens afterwards. He was very instrumental in thousands of lives being impacted. So in the camp, he just gave hope. He had so much humor. In fact, behind the scenes, I heard that the first script that got sent to the daughters, Salila and Hadassah, the first script, they wrote back to the writer and said, "Where's the humor? Where's the humor?" And the writer said, "Well, this is a Holocaust story." They said, "No, my dad was all about humor. He used humor to keep other people's hopes alive." Yeah, excuse me. When I talk about this movie, I get emotional. I've seen it three times. I attended the world premiere in L.A. Last week, and it's such a powerful story. But he would just constantly give hope to people. There's a scene in the movie where there's a young man about to run into the electric fence in the camp. Now, this was the camp that adjoined Schindler's factory. It's a very important point. And many prisoners in the different camps would just run into the electric fence to kill themselves. And so there's a scene where he talks this young man out of it. I found out later that he did that on a regular basis. He would look, Joseph Bow would look out the window to see if there was anybody ready, to run into that fence. And he'd go out there and try and convince them not to do it, to give them hope in the middle of this. He would draw little pictures. This is depicted in the movie, and he'd draw these little drawings. He was a master artist, top graphic artist in Poland, and he would draw these pictures about their future and give them to people and encourage them. And he did this many, many times. But part of the movie is a love story. I mean, it's how he met his wife, Rebecca, in the camp. And here they're starting a romance in the middle of this horror that they were in the midst of. And I talked to their daughters, like I said, at length. And when I was at the world premiere last week with the director and different actors, et cetera, but the two daughters were there. And I sat like very close to them. So I'm watching them during the movie because this is the unfolding of their parents' story. And it was just very emotional for them. They had seen it before, but it hits you every time. That was my third time seeing it. It still hit me quite a bit. I'll mention, by the way, I asked them when I first screened the movie a couple months ago, I always know they change a lot. So I said, well, what'd they add? What do they change in the story? There's always a little bit. But their first response was, oh, no. There's so much more they didn't include. There's so much more to their story. Even him finding his wife again at the end of the war because they got separated. They said, you can make a whole movie on that. And it's just so, so much in this film. There's so much more I could say, but Jerry, I want to let you ask me a question.
Sure. Yeah. I'd be curious where does Jesus fit in this particular film? Or is it more like, well, you as a believer in Jesus know that there's hope when we trust in Jesus and, God loves us and so forth. I'd like your take on that. Where does faith fit in this film?
Well, that's a really good question. And first, let me say, I was amiss to say the website for the movie is baumovie.com. So that's baumovie.com because people can go online and find out where it's showing. We don't know how long it's going to last at each theater. This was the opening week. It will play at least through the 1st or 2nd of October. Some theaters might hold it for additional weeks, and it might open at additional theaters. So you can do that. So getting back to your question, first of all, the reason it's so important to me is that I believe that as believers, we should support all people who are oppressed. But there's a special blessing to stand with the children by birth of Abraham and to stand with Israel. And this horrible thing that happened is something that people need to be reminded of. As far as where it relates to believers, it's to see this hope. We do not know that he became a believer in the Jewish Messiah, in Yeshua, but we do know that God gave him hope in the middle of these things. And that's what we have to, have in our lives. We've had recent horrible thing happened a couple weeks ago in America here, an assassination on a wonderful young man. And in the middle of that, we see so many people affected in a positive way, see hope going forth. So this is the movie about, like I said, hope and not giving up. And also giving your life. You see so many people laying down their life, risking their life to help other people. That's what it's all about as well.
It's interesting, Stan, that, people who study the Holocaust and from a Christian perspective and so forth are very quick to point out things like, hey, look, the true Christians were the ones hiding Jews. In some cases, I mean, to me, the ultimate example is that of Maximilian Kolbe, where, ten individuals are set to be executed. And Maximilian Kolbe, who was a monk and committed Christian, knew that one of those 10 men, whose name was chosen at random at Auschwitz, said that man has a family to go back to. I don't. And he went to the Nazi authorities there at the prison camp and said, I'd like to die in that man's place. And he did. And that man lived. And that man lived into the 70s and even dedicated a statue to Maximilian Kolbe back in his native Poland. But I mean, what an amazing story. The hiding place, bottom line is that, true Christians were opposed to all these terrible things Hitler was doing.
Absolutely. And there's also Raoul Wallenberg, who actually saved more people, more Jews, than any other single person. He risked his life, and it's believed that he lost his life eventually when the Russians came in and took him after the war. There's many, many other cases like that. And we have to be willing to do those kind of things When you mentioned Corrie ten Boom, who I actually got to see one time in person many years ago, she did it to help anybody, but she also knew there was a special place for the children of Israel, and she wanted to bless the Jewish people and help them. I hope you know that there was a movie, Triumph of the Heart. It's still playing in some theaters. That is about the priest you mentioned. Very powerful film. I've seen that. And just so many others. There's other movies coming out. You can see it on faithfilmfan.com, Truth and Treason, dealing with people. There was a movie last year, tremendous film. People can get it somewhere online, called Irina's Vow. And this was a young Catholic woman who risked her life to hide about 12 Jews in, of all places, the basement of a commandant, Nazi commandant's house. And those people, again, are still alive. So, and we, as when you talk about as far as faith, we continue to pray that God open the eyes of the children of Israel to the reality of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. I happen to be a Jewish believer. I came to faith in Yeshua over 50 years ago. And when I deal with movies like that, sometimes I interact with traditional Jews and occasionally get to share my faith and share about those scriptures. But sometimes we have to work on saving lives in the natural before saving eternally.
And it's interesting, too, when you think about worldviews, the Christian worldview, the Judeo-Christian worldview, is that human beings are made in the image of God. The Christian view is that, you know, and God loved us so much he even sent Jesus to die for us in our place. The pagan worldview, for example, the one the Nazis adopted, is that no, everything has evolved, and some have evolved better than others, and therefore there is such a thing as a master race, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to create the master race, so we're going to kill these Jews and these Gypsies and Slavs and all these different groups, Jews being the largest group, and this is a very different worldview, you know, worldviews at risk. So I'm sure, you know, in a very real sense, those kinds of themes are at present in such a movie. Okay, we have about 20 seconds left. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, those themes are directly in Bao, Artist of War. And I'll just say again, the website, baomovie.com. Supporting a film like this, by the way, is taking a stand against the rampant anti-Semitism that is sweeping the globe right now. That's one of the reasons it's so significant as well. Bao, Artist of War, in theaters right now.
And Bao is spelled B-A-U. Okay, Stan, we have 15 seconds for a wrap-up comment from you.
I'll just say this, that there is this wave of anti-Semitism. There are lies being spoken against Israel. People are believing those lies. People need to learn the truth and support and pray for Israel and pray for the Jews that are in tremendous attack right now worldwide.
And the two websites you have mentioned are baomovie.com and then faithfilmfan.com. Is that right?
Absolutely correct. Great sources there.
All right, Stan, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me share.
Sure. Bye-bye now.